Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 26th day of April, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we had some rain last night, and there was a little snow in Klamath and a little over in Lakeview, but not enough to, well, enough to knock the dust down, and I ain't going to complain about that, but it ain't going to save us from what's coming ahead. That being said, let's see what we got on the roster here. Supreme Court to decide if carrying guns outside the home is constitutional right. We know we're going to tear this up, so we'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and look and loser, you played with my gun. No smooth and pacing lawyer to get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Supreme Court to decide if carrying guns outside the home is constitutional right. No, no, you're not going to decide shit. You have no authority to decide shit. I mean, God damn it, man. Just stop with this crap and get on with it, man. Come and fucking take the fucking guns, you fucking bunch of cowardly cocksuckers. If you think you got what it takes, come give it a go. Because we're not fucking giving them up, and we're not going to, you ain't going to tell us where we can exercise our fucking rights. Our rights exist on every square inch of this fucking country known as the United States of America. How about that? What do you think, our procedural due process rights only exist in our homes, or our fucking our rights under the ninth article, the enumeration of in the Constitution of certain rights, forbidding any goddamn authority to exist that can deny or disparage those rights? Does that only exist in the home? How fucking stupid do you think people are? And how much of this shit do you think people are going to take? Now let's look at this. According to CNBC, the Supreme Court has previously held that the Second Amendment protects the individual right to carry a gun for self-defense inside the home. Hey, fuck you. You have no authority. What does it say here? Let's look at Mr. Koch again. This is the guy who introduced the second article in, as an amendment to the Constitution after it was already ratified and already the law of this land. Who are the militia? Question mark. Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. And that don't just mean in your home. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. Oh, we're a corporation. Well, you're goddamn right you are. You're an unlawful corporation. You were created in violation of the fucking law. You have been... go ahead.
The Supreme Court is an illegally elected entity. They don't tell us shit.
They're not elected. They're not elected, Mark. They're appointed.
Appointed.
Yeah.
Appointed entity. I'm sorry. Appointed.
They have no authority over us. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. They were to give opinions to the government about their own government's action and making sure the government stayed within the limited powers granted by we the people, which they did not. Which they fucking never violated on day one when the first Congress fucking voted themselves fucking judicial authority over the whole fucking, over the United States of America, every fucking state, every fucking person. And which was unlawful and which was corrected in 1791 with the passage, with the ratification of the Bill of Rights. And the first,
exactly.
It just forbids it, huh?
Exactly, Henry. In 1791, did the word Supreme Court even come around? Were they even mentioned once? Never. It's a joke. They're an illegal entity.
They are absolutely an illegal. Well, the branches of government, it's hard to explain, They ratified we did not ratify the fucking Constitution. The people did not ratify the Constitution. Appointed representatives of the aristocracy, appointed, not elected by the people, appointed by the aristocracy that claimed that they just formed them up a government right in the middle of an uprising. It's an amazing thing they did. But they sent their appointed representatives who ratified the fucking Constitution, not the fucking people. So then they went straight and they violated that Constitution by creating the Office of Attorney General and claiming original jurisdiction. Hell, that's what the whole fucking war was about, wasn't it? Who had jurisdiction over the individual? Well, that would be the individual. By nature, natural rights. That's why the fucking Bill of Rights was written, to counter the fucking aristocracy, what the hell's the word I'm looking for here? The nobility, the fucking, I can't think of it. It's fucking with my mind. At any rate, back to the fucking Mr. Conch here, Cox here. The ultimate power of the sword, that's the gun, that's the weapon, that's every fucking weapon. Every terrible implement of the soldier is not, straight up is not in the hands of either the federal or state government. It says it plain and simple. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, which they are. They're attempting to fucking take us over and fucking turn us into a communist one world fucking, a state in the communist one world under the control of a communist fucking government. And they're not going to do it. No individuality, no fucking freedom, no liberty, no owning property. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. It does not say in their goddamn houses. It's talking here about, a government, exactly what's happened here. A government that has perverted, not perverted, fuck, they've completely abolished, unlawfully abolished, ratified fucking law that they fucking put in place, which wasn't ratified by we the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, that's why the people were confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear arms. Well, it'd be kind of hard to fight a fucking war. Hey, Amanda, wouldn't it be nice for if you were invading a country, if everybody had to stay in their houses? If you declared the fucking authority to incarcerate them in their houses just by dictate, you just dictate it, you write it down on a piece of paper, and everybody has to stay in their house, and their guns have to stay in their house. Well, goddamn, you think about the invasion of Europe. All they had to do is just stay, you know, 400 or 500 yards clear of any house and go right straight and just go ahead and take the government, take everything. You're not allowed to go out there and fight them, you see. They want to confine that fucking second article to the fucking house because they don't want the people coming out of their houses and fucking doing what needs to be done, and that's get rid of these fucking communists. Period. The second article is plain and fucking clear. And the ninth article is plain and fucking clear. They have no jurisdiction. See, this always comes down to is jurisdictional authority. Do I have the authority to order you? Do I have the authority to go next door and order my fucking neighbor? Say, give me your gun. I just don't think you, well, I don't think you should have it. Give it to me. Well, fuck you would be the answer you'd get here. Or else you get that gun fucking pointed at you. Or else you get your ass shot. No. We have the right to keep and bear arms anywhere that this fucking Bill of Rights is in effect, and that's on every square inch of this motherfucking country, man, plain and simple. It is not limited to the fucking home. Let's read the second article here. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say except that you can't do it, take it outside your house. It doesn't say this only applies to your fucking house. It says you shall not fucking infringe upon that right. And the ninth article makes it fucking clear. See, you're never going to hear, you know, they keep bringing shit up. Why won't they bring up that ninth fucking article? I mean, that is the check on the power that they claim that they fucking have through the Constitution that they subverted back in 1876. The enumeration, that's the writing down in the Constitution. This is directly addressing constitutional powers of the fucking government. From the fucking tiny bit of goddamn authority that we granted, the rest which they have fucking seized. But the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, hence authorities, because rights are authorities, shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Like I said before, you know, everybody was talking, you know, like the stupid bitch on the little video I watched the other day and commented on. I mean, acting like the reason they didn't want the Bill of Rights is because it couldn't name every fucking right. Well, it didn't name every fucking right, but it gave you a fucking process to come to a fucking just decision on every right. It gave you the maximums, and it gave you the procedure, the common law courts. It gave you the common law courts where you could exercise your common law jurisdiction, and you could have redress for your fucking grievances from your people, not from your servants. And remember, these assholes presented themselves as your servants, not as your fucking masters. And now they're telling you, no, we're your masters. And we can, you do not, Supreme Court, show me your fucking authority in lieu of the ninth article of the fucking ratified law of we the people. And this is ratified by representatives of we the people, so it's ratified by we the people. And it's always been clear that they could only govern by our consent. This tells you they do not have our consent because they have went outside the limits of the law. They have broken the law in assuming that they have an authority to fucking interpret and to regulate our fucking law. Only we can do that through the common law courts, which is outlined in the procedures. I mean, you got, it's, what's it here? No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on the presentment of an indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land and naval forces. That's the admiralty. That's the only other fucking jurisdiction mentioned in the Bill of Rights other than the common law jurisdiction. The common law is made, I mean, it's made clear. Or in the militia when in actual service time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life and or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Nor, and see, this is the procedural due fucking process. It tells you what you got to do. You got to satisfy the fourth article. That means the right of the people to if you want to secure somebody, or you want to goddamn, what's it, arrest or detain, to stop the movement of, to coerce anybody to do anything, you got to start at the fourth article. The right of the people to be secure in their purses, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. They're, you know, you want to seize people. So you, what do you have to do? You have to satisfy that fourth article. Because what you're doing is you're seizing my fucking property without going through the due process of the law, which requires an individual in their individual capacity to file in a common law court, either an information for an indictment on a civil crime, or else a civil suit, where the, or I don't know where you get the damages, where you could have my fucking gun, but I mean, it's the procedural due process that protects our liberty and our right to own property. This is what they want really rid of. But they have to get rid of that second article first, because that is the standby. I mean, that's the ultimate, no, we're not gonna. We're telling you no, and we fucking mean it. Like they did at Concord, they fucking meant it. And they came out and they shot the fucking British out of this goddamn country, and they shot the Admiralty out of this country. That was one of the causes. I mean, you never hear it talked about, because they're never going to talk about jurisdiction on the fucking stupid box. Now, all of these constitutional experts and these constitutional lawyers and what might have you. No, Obama, he was a constitutional professor. But you're never going to hear them talk about this fucking Bill of Rights, are you? Why? Because it's not their law. Their law is a separate law, private law, that was supposed to never be on our shores again. We drove it from our shores. That's what we did during the uprising that was hijacked and turned into a revolutionary war. We drove it from our shores. And it was never to be on our shores again, and that was, I mean, and it wasn't until 1876 with the fucking unlawful, the violation of the Ninth Article, in the creation of the fucking corporation and the fucking creation of Washington, D.C., bringing the Admiralty once again upon our goddamn shores, upon our land. It is the law of merchants. It's the law of the seas. It is the captain can fucking have you hung by the yardarm, and he doesn't answer to nobody but the captain. He's God. And that's what they're wanting here. And the bottom line is, Mr. the Supreme Court, fucking bullshit. I want to see your authority. And I want you to see you answer the fucking challenge by the Ninth Article of the fucking Bill of Rights. I want you to see you answer that. Show me where you got the fucking authority to do it, to deny or disparage that fucking right. It says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not. That's pretty goddamn clear. Be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And that shows you that the government and the people are two separate entities. Because you're talking about the Constitution, you're talking about fiduciary power of the fucking government that you allowed to exist for a certain purpose with limited, limited powers. And see, this is what tells you that there are two separate fucking sets of law. You got the constitutional law, and you got the others retained by the people when you talk about fucking authorities. Which it says rights, because it says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, authorities shall not be construed to deny or disparage other rights, authorities retained by the people. And as far as them talking about this not covering everything, they are violating what is in writing. And they will not even show this fucking document on, I mean, of all of the arguments out there over the Constitution and this, and, you know, these Supreme, so-called Supreme Court cases and everything. Nobody mentions Mr. Tench Koch. Nobody mentions the Ninth fucking Article. Nobody holds up the Bill of Rights and says, man, well, is this law? Is this fucking law? Well, yes, it's law. Or else the Constitution isn't. And the Constitution really isn't any law over the people, because the people didn't ratify it. This is the law we ratified for us. This is the law we were to govern ourselves under. This is the law we were to prosecute our lives under. This is the law that made us free and at liberty. And that's what they cannot have and have a new world order. They cannot have a one world fucking government and the fucking Bill of Rights. It just, they can't coexist. That's why I always talked about it being attached to that goddamn Constitution. It shouldn't have been. It should have been kept separate, and it should have been, this is the highest law in the land, the Bill of Rights, the people. Because they, I mean, they admitted it. They said it for how many years did they tell you that? That we operate on the consent of the people. The people are the true authority in this country. If the people are the true authority, then our fucking law is the true fucking high law. We fucking decide what you do. You work for us. We don't work for you. We're not, certainly not your goddamn slaves. As assumed under the 14th Amendment. I mean, when they did that, why in the fuck didn't the people just attack? Couldn't they understand what the word fucking subjugation means? You are subject to? You are subject to? They didn't read that part of the 14th Amendment. As soon as it said that, that should have been it. You can't subjugate us. We created you. Well, we didn't create you. You created your fucking selves. We fucked up and allowed that creation to stand is what we did. Because when the continent, you know, when the convention was called, for the constitutional convention was called, it was supposed to be, it was just to be hammer out a few things within the Confederacy. It wasn't to write a new fucking, create a new country and a new constitution or anything. The Confederacy was bad enough. I mean, hell, if you didn't own property under fucking article, I think it was 3 or 6 of the Confederate I guess it would be a constitution. You didn't have no goddamn rights. It was for fucking rich people. It's always been about the fucking rich versus the poor. It's time that the fucking people fucking leveled the fucking playing field and just got rid of these son of a bitches. There ain't that many of them. There's far more of us. And we outnumber them 1,000 to 1, and we put up with this fucking shit. But let's go on into this article a little more, because, I mean, just the fucking assumptions made and the way they want to argue is goofy. According to CNBC, the Supreme Court has previously held the Second Amendment protects the individual right to carry a gun for self-defense inside the home. Well, fuck you. Your ruling has no authority. You have no authority to make such a ruling. You could only offer an opinion to the government. You couldn't even talk to we the people about our goddamn rights. It was none of your fucking business. Unless you came out as an individual from the fiduciary and in your capacity as an individual free sovereign and you had an issue in the fucking courts, then you could come out and you could be on equal footing with us. Never above one of us above another. Equal. Anyway, let's go on here. Last year, it declined to issue a substantial ruling in its first major Second Amendment case in a decade. It's not the Second Amendment. It's the second fucking article. And that's why it should have been kept separate. Fuck your amendment. Fuck your Constitution. The Constitution, they know, isn't worth the paper it's written on. It's not a lawful document. So attach a lawful document to an unlawful document and of opposite subject matter, because the Constitution is about the power of this supposed government, and the Bill of Rights is about the authority of we the people. Opposites. Who's going to rule who? Any contractual law, when you put two opposing fucking subject matters in the same fucking contract, one has to fucking destroy the other. Else the contract wouldn't even make sense, would it? In the case, the court agreed to hear on Monday, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Incorporated, versus Keith Corlett, case number 20-843, individuals and a state organization are challenging a New York law that requires individuals to show proper cause. I don't got to show proper cause to fucking exercise a fucking absolute right. I just do it. It's like breathing. I don't need your fucking permission. exercise my right. I mean, this whole thing, you know, you go down and you pay for a gun. You're paying to exercise a right when you pay for a gun check. Or when some son of a bitch who goes and gets a license from the fucking state and becomes an agent for the state has to give you permission before you can have a gun, before you can buy a gun. It is all violations of the Ninth Article. It's all, once you violate the Ninth Article, hell, they're violating the whole package because they're doing it without due process of the law, and that's the rest of the fucking document. And they're doing it in violation of the fucking, superior, I mean, what the hell would you call them? Superior fucking laws, all I'm gonna can say here, man. I mean, I got a screaming headache and I'm trying to get through this. The bottom line here is people, no authority, just like with the mask, just like with the rest of this shit. These private son of a bitches down here, they get a license from the state and somehow they have some fucking authority over you? With a license from the state? From your servants? Their servants gave them permission to tell you what to fucking do without due process of the fucking law? To eliminate your due process? No due process of the law. I'm just telling you, you have to wear a mask if you want to come in this store. Well, mister, if that was your fucking store and you were within the common law and you were not incorporated with the fucking state and you weren't a part of the state apparatus, see, when it comes to the state apparatus, it's just like I'm having to marry queers in the church. It goes against the fucking church doctrine. If the church is at state sovereign, they can say, fuck you, get out. You ain't marry no queers in our church. And there's nothing nobody could do about it because they have no authority, no jurisdictional authority over the fucking church, no more than they had over the people. The church was the only institution besides the people as individuals to have that fucking protection. But they threw it away. People, mammon, we will give you power. And the church has always, man, you go back and look at history, those churches have always craved and they've always acquired power over kings. They have acquired power. And they have fucking raped the people of their fucking wealth. They've raped them of their fucking ticks of their life. They've raped them of their lives, period. But again, here we go. Robert Nash and Brandon Koch, the individuals who brought the suit, both applied for licenses to carry handguns for self-defense and were denied. And fucking relevant, people. It has no relevance to the second article. The second article says you can't even be talking about this. What the hell are you even talking about this for? Of course I can carry a gun. I can carry it on my fucking hip. I can carry it on my up my ass or over my shoulder, anywhere I want to fucking carry it. It's an absolute fucking unalienable right. You can't touch it, and the ninth article tells you so. What, so why doesn't Tucker Carlson, why doesn't he bring the ninth article and read it and say, well, what the hell could this mean except what it means? I can interpret it at a third grade fucking level. Can you? It says it, absolutely. The enumeration in the Constitution, and that's in the Constitution, so it's addressing the constitutional authority. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, hence authorities, because rights are authorities, shall not be interpreted, that is, construed, as to deny or disparage others, retain others, making them others separate from the Constitution. What rights would those be? Oh, that'd be that Bill of Rights. That would be the people's law. That would be the superiority of the people's law, the superiority of the people's common law courts, the superiority of the people. We're not governed. If you're governed, you're fucking, you're not free. You're not a fucking, you're not at liberty. You're not a sovereign. You are a fucking subject. And I, for one, will not be your fucking subject. I don't give a shit what you write down on a fucking piece of paper. I mean, you're writing a whole lot of shit down here you really don't need to. If your intent is to come and try and take the fucking guns from us, you need to get on it. Because people are becoming more hardened to the fact that they are going to blow your fucking out of your boots when you fucking try it. And they know, people, they know, they understand, even if you don't, what it means if fucking just 10 million fucking people broke loose on them and went to fucking destroy them. 10 million. An army of 10 million, which ain't shit. We could do 40 million real fucking easy right out the gate, I gotta believe. Because I believe there's that many people who are sick and fucking tired of this shit. They're going to try and tell you the numbers of everything. You know they lie. Every time they move their fucking mouth, they're lying to you. You tell other people they're liars. Yeah, they're liars. 9% fucking believability rate for Fox News, who's supposed to be, oh, they're not the mainstream media. They talk about the mainstream media and they put down the mainstream media. They are the fucking mainstream media. Tucker Carlson, you fucking phony piece of shit. Why, you know, they brought up they'll bring up the goddamn, Declaration of Independence. I mean, they'll bring that up, but that was written by the aristocrats in order to hijack the fucking uprising by the people, but they will not address the people's fucking absolute goddamn guaranteed fucking rights that they are in complete violation of, have been since fucking, from the fucking get-go. And it's only gotten worse. It's the procedural due process. It's getting authority over somebody. How do you get authority? If I want somebody to do something, how do I get them to do it? I either hire them and pay them to do it. I point a gun at them and make them fucking do it, which would be a violation of their fucking rights because that is not procedural due process now, is it? Or I fucking have to get rid of that goddamn procedural due process. You can't just fucking just say, I'm telling you to, so you have to. No, I don't. I just do not. In the appeal, authored by former Solicitor General Paul Clement, the men argued the denial of the license was unconstitutional. Having to apply for a license is unconstitutional. You don't grant me authority. We are the grantors. We are the rulers, not you. I know you want to call yourself the ruling class, but we outnumber your fucking asses 5,000 to 1. We are the fucking rulers. We laid down the fucking law, and now we're going to have to fucking enforce it, people. That's just all there is to it. And we will be completely righteous in doing so. We will be doing what we're supposed to do. What was expected of us by the men who fucking did the work to put that goddamn Bill of Rights together and make it absolute fucking law by getting it ratified by the several states. Once it was, see, that's the argument with the 10th article. They try to say that that don't apply to the states. The hell it don't. You ratified the son of a bitch, didn't you? Isn't it the fucking, there are signatures saying that it was ratified by the people of each state? That means that's the highest law in your fucking state. You can write sub-fucking laws, like fucking you can try to enhance the Bill of Rights if there was such a way to do such a thing, but it would just kind of clutter things because the Bill of Rights is just fucking perfect. But you sure as hell do not have the authority to fucking, well, to fucking deny or disparage the rights that are guaranteed by you when you fucking ratified it. But people don't understand, it was already law. It didn't have to be amended to the Constitution to become law. The fucking, the fifth article with the fucking ratification process, that's when the people made it law. The people did, with their representatives, made it law. It was already law. To amend it to the Constitution, I mean, I've never understood that, you know. Like I said, it was a stupid fucking move, and it was done on purpose. Because they understood contractual law. And they were going to try and use contractual law to break the fucking Bill of Rights. But it cannot be broken because the 9th article is there. And it's not going a fucking way. And they will not, you'll never hear them confront the 9th article because they can't. Because that is the fucking hinchpin of fucking our freedom and liberty. And they know what we know. And they know that if we fucking lay down, if we decide to, you know, like we better get to fucking doing to enforce that fucking law, we can hang them for treason and sedition for violating the highest law in this goddamn land. Deliberately, with the intent to fucking enslave and subjugate us. It's our right. It's our duty. We'll be right back.
Henry,
yes, sir.
I'll let the other guy go first.
I didn't.
There was somebody else on it besides me. Anyway, what do you think about this? Our county commission will soon be voting on a resolution to validate the Second Amendment.
Wow. They're going to validate it. Your servant's going to validate the orders you gave it, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's already been validated. I think it was validated in blood. I think it was laid down, and I mean, there isn't no mistaking it. It's written in fact. They know exactly what we know. They know they are in gross violation of the law. They know they are seditious. They know they are treasonous. And they know that under that fucking law, the highest law in this land, we can hang them. We can, and we have right to make war on them. If they make war on our fucking Bill of Rights, which they are absolutely doing, claiming an authority that we said could not exist. We ordered that it can't. We, the authority, they're challenging our authority. And we have to meet that challenge, and we have to beat these bastards down, and we have to get out of this fucking country. March them into the sea. You like admiralty? You're going where the admiralty exists. You're going into the fucking ocean. Get to walking or die on the fucking beach. You know, stand there with a fucking gun. Start walking, you son of a bitch. Out there's your admiralty. Go to it. Never bring it back on our shores again, or you will fucking die when your first toe hits the fucking sand. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
No more lockdown. No more government overreach. No more fascist police. Disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely. And watch it unfurl. No more lockdown. No more threats. No more Imperial College. Scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown. No more pulling the wool over our eyes. No more celebrities telling us what we're supposed to feel. No more status quo. Put your shoulder to the wind. No more lockdown. No more lockdown. Government overreach. No more fascist bullies disturbing our peace. No more taking our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown. No more threats. No more Imperial College scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown, no more pulling the wool over our eyes. No more celebrities telling us how we're supposed to feel. No more status quo, gotta put your shoulder to the wheel. No more lockdown, no more lockdown, no more lockdown.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific time. And of course, that was No More Lockdown by Van Morrison. I mean, it's laying it out. I mean, it's not like the people aren't understanding what's going on. I mean, why don't you hear that song anywhere else? Why haven't you heard that on fucking Fox News? I mean, if they're the fucking alternative fucking, to the fucking mainstream propaganda, if they're not a part of the goddamn propaganda, right? But the bottom line is, again, you know, the ultimate authority over the fucking the guns is neither in the hands of the state nor federal fucking governments, but in the hands of we the people. If it's in the hands of we the people, you got nothing to fucking say about it, buddy. Only we can fucking, even if we wanted to challenge it, we'd have to do it as an individual against an individual. You can only get one person. You just don't go, oh, we're going to take all the guns away from everybody. Because we decided. Because we dictate. Well, you got to have authority for dictating. Your only authority you have is a goddamn standing army of Blackwater USA private fucking corporate enforcers, which is a complete and total violation of every fucking aspect of the people's fucking law of 1791, December 15th. You have no authority. That Supreme Court is shit. It's just nine assholes. They can't tell you what to do no more than the fucking guy next door can. They cannot have authorities that claim that we granted them authorities we don't have. I mean, think about it in that context. Let's read the last little bit of this. As this court made clear in both Heller and McDonald, the Second Amendment, at its core, guarantees a right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. No, it don't. It doesn't say for self-defense. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Where in the hell does that say self-defense anywhere in it? It just says we just absolutely have the right, and we have the right to fucking use that fucking second article for what it was fucking put in that document for. the enforcement of that document. We were to enforce it in the common law courts, which are named in the goddamn Bill of Rights here. I mean, the procedures are there. Everything's fucking there. But in violation again of the ninth article, our common law courts were removed. And the admiralty that was never supposed to be on this goddamn land again, because that's one of the reasons we fought that fucking war. That's one of the reasons the people rose up. But they wanted it back because they had to have the admiralty back on the land before the aristocracy could rule the fucking peasants once again. Before they could subjugate us and make peasants out of us, make us their fucking servants. Well, we're not going to let you do that. We're going to exercise our fucking rights to the full fucking degree. We are going to enforce that fucking law. And hey, if it ain't law, fucking show me where it ain't. If it ain't, I mean, the Constitution, whatever they do with that fucking Constitution, I mean, since it's never been legit, and since they wrote it, and since it really have never had anything to do with we the people, as we did not ratify it, their appointed representatives did, well, fuck, I really don't care. But that Bill of Rights stands alone, and it is the fucking law of we the people, and we are the supreme jurisdictional authority over this goddamn land. And you motherfuckers are in violation of our fucking law. I mean, I like the way this, you know, as this court made clear, you don't make nothing clear to me, bitch. You're my bitch. I'm not your bitch. You're my bitch. I make things clear to you. And I'm making it clear to you that you do not show me your fucking jurisdictional authority in light of the ninth article to fucking regulate or fucking even examine our Bill of Rights. Your opinion don't count for shit. The only place that fucking law can be brought into fucking contested is in a common law court with a common law judge and a common law jury and a common law sheriff and a common law, coroner. All sworn into the common law. And that means that I have to use my jurisdiction to move that court. The court just don't move itself. Or no politician can just move. You can't even operate as a politician in a common law court. You have to come out of your fucking, you'd have to take off your fiduciary hat. And you have to come out as a person, an individual, fucking sovereign person. And you have to file as an individual sovereign person against an individual sovereign person. And you have to go through the procedural due process every fucking step of the way. You deny one fucking tiny bit, one word of it. And you lose. And you lose everything you've got because I got the right to countersue you. Even if it's a civil fucking, crime you're accusing me of. I got the right to turn around and accuse you too. That's why that Bill of Rights was written. Was to save us from what we're fucking getting, what's killing us right now. Guarantees a right to keep bare arms for self-defense, Clement wrote. Like the threats that might precipitate a need to act in self-defense. That individual and fundamental right necessarily extends beyond the four walls of one's home. You goddamn right it does. Our rights aren't confined to no fucking place. This is the law of the land over all the land, every square inch of it. Even the fucking, when they start with these federal, you can't carry a gun in the federal building. Well, I can't carry a gun in your corporate fucking building, you're saying? And you have some kind of jurisdictional authority over me and my second article right to carry my gun anywhere I want to, any way I want to, show it to me. You don't. You are committing an act of treason and sedition. You are breaking the goddamn law. There's no they can't argue it. That's why you will not see it on the fucking, you won't see Tucker Carlson pick that fucking document up. The first one that fucking did picked up that and read that ninth article, his fucking ass wouldn't be on TV. Nobody would probably come in and pull the son of a bitch. If not that he would do it. It ain't like they don't know about it. They know exactly what they're fucking doing and they're all in it together. The Trump tards are fucking goddamn corporate communists. And then you got the goddamn Bolsheviks and the fucking Marxists fucking in the fucking streets, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and what the hell is the other one, the anarchists. You got two factions fighting over to see which communist regime is going to rule over we the people and subjugate us under that phony fucking unlawful 14th Amendment created by a phony fucking United States corporation that could not never exist. You couldn't even to propose it was an act of fucking treason and sedition. Because you were proposing to change that which the ninth article says can never be changed. No authority. You had no authority then. You have no authority now. But we do have our guns. And we can enforce our fucking law. And we're going to enforce our law. And you're going to fucking, and you're not going to pretend like you don't know the fucking Bill of Rights exists as a separate fucking document. I mean, you see how selectively, they always want to go to the 14th Amendment and talk about the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is fucking unlawful. Plain and simple. I am not a subject. I'm an individual free sovereign. I have to be, or else I don't have a Bill of Rights, do I? None of the Bill of Rights would. Well, if you can just pick and choose, I mean, the chains that bind the government, you think that the people bound the fucking government with chains and then give them the key to the lock by letting that first fucking Congress create the Office of Attorney General and declare original jurisdiction over the people who just granted them a little bit of power? Really? You have no jurisdictional authority. We have the right to shoot you down like the dirty fucking dogs you are. Oregon bill to ban livestock. Stunning war on farming and ranching. And this, I mean, I checked this one. Because I thought, wow, man, how fucking stupid could somebody be? But I shouldn't ask that question no more. This is from Ice Age Farmer. It was sent in by Mary Ford. Discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Oregon bill, IP-13, would criminalize raising food animals in the state and reclassify animal husbandry practices as sexual assault. The bill specifies that animals can only be eaten after dying of natural causes, at which point aged, diseased meat is not good. Oregon's 12,000 beef producers, raising about 1.3 million head of cattle, are slated for elimination. No, they're not. You're not going to do this no more than any other shit you're going to do. I mean, like again, there isn't. I'm telling you, you kids plug your ears. All children plug your ears. There's no Santa Claus. You can sit there and write your fucking wish list all day long. You're 12 to 20% of the population. We will cream your fucking asses. We're going to cream your fucking asses. The war is already on. You've done stepped way over the fucking line. And you're going to fucking meet us in fucking battle, and we're going to fucking die, and you're going to fucking die, but in the end, we're going to fucking win. And then the what of you bastards are left, you Judeo-Christians, you fucking Jews that have come in and fucking infiltrated and fucking put all of this fucking treachery in place, you're going to march into the goddamn sea. We'll tell you that the admiralty that you want is out there. You have to go out, I think it's a 200-mile limit. You got to go out there to swim for 200 miles, and then you can be in charge of whatever happens after there. But don't come back this way. Or anyway, Oregon's 12,000 beef, 1.3 million head of cattle are slated for elimination as traditional farming and ranching is shut down in favor of lab-grown meat. You can't. You have no fucking authority. You have no jurisdictional authority to do none of this, and you know it. This is a dictate from a fucking, the communists have occupied the capital. They have a fucking 30,000 man fucking, phony ass fucking army, which we'll cream in one fucking second. How about 10 million of us fucking go at 30,000 of you? How long you think you fucking would last? And we're not going to be throwing rocks, and we're not going to be shooting bottle rockets. We're going to be coming at you with every fucking thing we got. And in the ones that are captured, you're going to face the goddamn common law court, because we'll elect one right there, because we'll be the fucking majority as soon as we fucking take the land. It will be under the control of the fucking people in the Bill of Rights once again. And we will elect a sheriff, and we will elect a coroner, and we will elect the judge, and they will all be sworn into the common law. And then we will have that sheriff go out and gather up fucking 12 people. And they'd better follow that fucking law too, because they can be charged too. So you better start learning what that fucking common law is, what the fuck freedom and liberty is. You better understand it, because it'll get your ass hung too. Even if you're on a fucking jury and you just, I just want it that way because I'm a fucking elitist, really? Well, you just broke the fucking law. I'm charging you too. I'll get the paperwork written up right away. We'll send it over to the fucking, over to the grand jury and see if I can get you indicted, because I think I can. because you just now announced that you fucking are in opposition to the fucking highest law in this fucking land, the land of law of we the people. That's how it's going to work. That's what, I mean, sooner or later, it's got to snap, people. This shit cannot go on. I mean, they aggravate us with this. They know they ain't going to do this. They know there ain't a snowball's chance in hell that they're going to tell me I'm going to eat four fucking cheeseburgers. I'll bring a cow right here in my goddamn yard, walk out there with a fucking pistol and shoot it right between the fucking eyes, and then I'll hang it in a fucking tree, skin it, and let the meat hang, then I'll bring it in and I'll cut it up and I'll fucking eat it right out there. It's my goddamn right. You have no authority to tell me otherwise. All you have is a fucking standing army, an unlawful standing army of corporate enforcers. Corporations do not run the United States of America. The people do. And this is not a goddamn democracy. This is a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And this is not a capitalist country. You get the original fucking, even the fucking original phony ass fucking illegal fucking constitution and show me the word capitalism in that son of a bitch anywhere. Or get the Bill of Rights and show me the word capitalism in it anywhere. No, it's not capitalism. And you get a world trade organization and you think, well, the World Trade Organization's overruled your fucking Bill of Rights. You really? Who in the fuck went over to that? Who is serving that fucking apparatus instead of we the people? You? Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to fucking file some goddamn charges against you for treason and sedition. I'm going to have to take you into a common law court and ask the people to hang your fucking ass for treason and sedition. Because that is what it is. You're trying to take something from me. No due process of the law just because I say so. Who the fuck are you? And you look at the people who are telling you this shit. Biden, Blumenthal, all these fucking Nancy Pelosi, these fucking culls. Could these people fucking back what they're fucking saying? I mean, even to what extent could they back it if you handed them a fucking gun? Every one of these pricks handed them a fucking gun. They'd run. They'd throw the son of a bitch down and run. But we're going to do this. We've written this. We demand, we're ordering you. Fuck you and your order. And fuck the fucking dumbass son of a bitch that comes to fucking enforce your order. Because I'm not going to fucking follow your order. And when you come to violate my rights, you're coming to fuck you. It's just like I said before. It's like the soldiers that went to Concord. They weren't coming to confiscate guns. They were coming to fucking make war on the people. And the people weren't coming to fucking turn their guns over or argue that, well, we should be able to defend ourselves against it. No, they were coming to say, this is my fucking right to have this goddamn gun. And what belongs to me belongs to me. I'm not your goddamn subject. I'm not a slave. And I will never fucking be. I will kill your ass before I will fucking bend a knee. And that's what happened. And that's what you're doing when you know that's what you're doing. You're not coming. I mean, you throw your little stories in there where you go to some poor prick and he surrenders his fucking guns. You know he will. You fucking done did the fucking profiling on him and you pick him out. You pick out the people that'll fucking just hand him over. Well, sooner or later, it's just like this COVID shit. You know, they're running out. They can't get nobody else to take the fucking shot. They're running out of people to take the shot. You're going to run out of people to fuck with because then you're going to have to come with fuck with the people that are saying no. And the people that mean no. And the people that will back up that no by exercising their second article right to blow your goddamn head off if you try to force them to do something without jurisdictional authority over them. Plain and simple. Shut your fucking mouth or get to it. And that doesn't that, what is it, Tombstone? Where they fucking, when they start shooting at the OK Corral and they make, what's his name, Ike? To be the, you know, this cowardly, you get to shooting or get the hell out of here. How about that? But again, when you look at the fucking people, look at the people who are fucking telling you what they're going to do to you. They're pathetic. I guarantee you Nancy Pelosi was sooner, and goddamn Biden. I mean, I bet you he shits himself. I believe he probably has to wear a diaper. These are the fucking people that are gonna fucking punk us and tell us what they're gonna take, what you're gonna what? You're out of your goddamn mind. Oregon China Council, really? Oregon China Council builds up, anyway, this is from Oregon China Council, sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Oregon China Council builds up years of trusted relationships in culture, education, business, and tourism. This is a red communist fucking country. These are red fucking communists. They've stood in our streets and told us this is a communist revolution. I think in a revolution, if you're against it, you're supposed to be shooting those bastards. If you're for that fucking Bill of Rights, if you're for the law, the fucking law that your country is based upon, which is the authority of the fucking people, of the individual, you're supposed to be shooting those son of a bitches, don't you know? You are negligent and not shooting them. Anyways, here, where were we? Business and tourism to strengthen the bridge toward a shared future for the people of Oregon and China? No, not Oregon and China. Kate, you better get your fucking ass and get to swimming towards China, because that's where your ass is going to be headed. You're getting tried, you're getting a rope. Well, send your fucking corpse to goddamn China after you're convicted of treason and sedition at the highest fucking level possible. Mission, Oregon China Council is all-volunteer, non-profit organization dedicated to promoting the best interests of the people of Oregon through people-to-people exchanges and positive economic relations with China. What positive economic relations with China? This fucking state's broke. Just like every other fucking state corporation is broke. We the people are rich in resource, but the state is broke. Not to mention they owe us about $28 trillion fucking dollars. So they're really in fucking a bad way. They're to the point to where they got to do something, or they know they're going to fucking swing. Because the people, I mean, they're just killing with their bare fucking hands. That's why they, you know, defund the police bullshit. The police that are here can't exist. We never gave any authority for the government to have any policing powers over us. Get real. That was what it was all about. The whole uprising was about. Was about nobody having the goddamn authority to run your fucking life for you. If you had authority over me, you'd have to get it through a common law court, and so you have no fucking authority because you removed the only place that authority could be obtained. But you have your goddamn administrative admiralty courts. So I can't get fucking jurisdiction over you. Because the jurisdiction of the common law that will not fucking operate in a fucking, administrative judicial. That brings us to a loggerhead. But so we have to resort to the second article. The second article was, if everything fucking fails, and they're coming to fucking take you, if they're coming to take your goddamn freedoms, if they're coming to subjugate you, they're coming to take your weapons, just like at Concord. Second article, that's what it's there for, and it ain't just in your goddamn house. It's on every single square inch of this fucking property known as the United States of these Americas, and they fucking very well know it. And see how they try to make their fucking argument when they're talking about it. You know, he was denied permission. He was denied permission, so his constitutional right. What the fuck are you talking about? You don't need permission to exercise a right. Look it up in a goddamn dictionary. Not, I wouldn't recommend fucking Black's Law or in any of those private corporate fucking law dictionaries. Look it up in a regular fucking dictionary. Get you an old dictionary. Look it fucking up. And see if they do have jurisdictional authority to take your fucking gun away from you. Define the fucking words. Define each and every word in that ninth article and convince yourself that they could ever have authority. That was what it was put in place for. That's why the Bill of Rights they've never tried it under the fifth article of their phony fucking constitution. Because that would be a power that existed that could deny or disparage, and the ninth article fucking forbids it. It's not fucking rocket science, people. It's just balls and backbone is where we are at right now. And either we're going to save ourselves or fucking bend a knee. I mean, goddamn. It's disgusting for a people this fucking powerful to be pushed around by the likes of that fucking trash running around in that Capitol building. It's disgusting. It's a shame. I mean, I mean, God, when your parents ask you about God, you, so there was like a thousand of you, and there's just like this one dude, and you guys were all running and throwing down your guns and pissing your pants and laying down in the fucking fetal position and shitting all over yourself. You didn't just kick their ass. You're kidding me. That's what you're looking at. Your grandchildren will piss on your fucking sorry ass grave, and they'll have every right to do it. And we got every right to piss on the fucking graves of our fucking forefathers, people. Because they did not hold the fucking ground. They left it to us. Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I will not fail my fucking duty. And I will not give up my fucking liberty. And I will not be subjugated. We're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, think on it clearly. Just think how out fucking rageous this whole fucking thing is. And we're just fucking, fuck it. They're a fucking tiny handful. Of course they're going to send the Chi Coms over. We got to fucking take care of fucking China because they built China to try and take us. They knew they could not fucking get communism rooted in this country. A country of freedom? Anybody would want fucking communism or capitalism? I mean, they fucking slipped this shit in, but nobody ever really fucking liked it. The capitalism made it fucking 1% of the population, the aristocracy, the elite, fucking filthy fucking, get all the fucking power and all the fucking, all the resources of the fucking country and have everybody else fucking, doing what they're told. I mean, telling people what to do without any fucking authority, without going into the fucking common law court. Without gaining jurisdictional authority. And they're doing it right now in goddamn stores. How much you got to be punked before you get your fucking gander up? I guess that's the only question. And the last word from the trenches today.